Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije.
Nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS. Slovensko društvo Ivan Sankar Geelong prireja nekatere dogodke in srečanje v klubu v mesecu april in pred kratkim so imeli tudi letni občni zbor, zato smo danes povabili predsednika tega društva, da nam malo pove več o tem in kakšne načrte imajo za naprej in ga ponovno pozdravljamo naši slovenski vdaji. Dobar dan, Karlo Bole, in najprej čestitke, da ste ostali kot predsednik slovenskega društva Ivan Sankar v Geelongu.
Hvala bi tebi in vse poslušalci. Ivio. Ja, smo imeli AGM. It wasn't a big affair. Because of COVID, we had very few times to have a meeting, formal meeting, so we just did it informally. We provided a financial report for the year ending June 2021. So people were happy with that. There were no questions and all the committee stayed on. So we've got one first generation Slovenian, we've got 7 second generations and 1 third generation Slovenian on the board again this year. Come August 2022, we hope to have a real AGM and have elections again.
Yes, that sounds good. So everyone stayed on. It's all positive. A good cross-section there of the second and third generation. And I recently saw some photos from the annual Geelong Festival, Paco Festa, which I believe was in its 40th year. And even Sunk have always been a regular fixture at this festival and gathering for many decades. And again, that you were there again this year.
Yes, again, because of COVID, it was, even though it had the name Paco Festa, it was held in the grounds of the Diversitat, which is now merged with MAX in Geelong to create Cultura, which is the new organisation. Quite a number of cultural groups were represented, and of course we were there too and did our thing. I've got some information on the history of the national costume, both men's and women's, and some small detail about the kurent that was heavily celebrated in, I think, Patui in Slovenia. So that people like to get photos with that. And of course, we had Janis Kura and Joseph Matkovic on piano accordions, and they provided the music. So lots of people got up and were doing a jig on the grass there as they were watching us. It was only a 10-minute show, and we just did parading and some dancing and then left the stage and let others do their bit. At least we were representing, again, the Slovenian population here in Geelong.
Yeah, and the pictures and the footage looked fantastic online. And I think I saw something about a cookbook that was released for this year's event. Were there any Slovenian recipes in there?
Yes, there's a recipe for potica by Lojzka Kuhar and a recipe for gibanica by Angela Stante. That was included in the book. I actually purchased a copy. I have it sitting here on our table. Also on our website, which is Australian Slovenian Association Geelong, the Slovenian Club Geelong, if you do a search. That's got the recipe for pustrudel in there, step by step, with some pictures that we created as part of a grant for showing the culture of the Slovenian Association here. I invite people to do a search and have a look at the website. We'll be updating it more regularly with newsletters and other information.
Yes, it sounds like it was another great showing of the Slovenian culture in Geelong. And we received your newsletter that you had to send to members last week. And see, there's a number of events happening in April. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing this month.
Again, we have Slovenian Mass. Pater Simon Pietr is by himself at the moment because Pater David's still in Slovenia. Because it being the lead up to Easter and being on his own, the mass at the club will be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and lunch will then be pushed back to 2 o'clock. So it'll be a late start, but people can sleep in for a change and come up and enjoy lunch as long as they ring and book on the club number and leave a message on 5276 1244, and they must realise that they need to be double vaccinated to gain entry to the club. It's one of the conditions, not put by us, but put by the Victorian government, so we need to follow that Otherwise, we may be in some sort of strife. So that's this Sunday. For Velikonochny Ponedelik, we'll have our normal barbecue picnic and Easter egg hunt for the visitors, which is great to watch them running around with their little buckets, trying to get as many eggs as they can. Again, we need to get people to book. That'll be on Monday, the 18th of April. And then for the last end-of-month barbecue, it's been changed to a end-of-month spit roast. So we've got a couple of our odbornike taking on the responsibility of organising that, and as they have with the other barbecues. And that should be a great event. Hopefully we get nice warm weather like today here in Geelong to celebrate. So that'll be the Saturday, the 30th of April. So come on up. May will be Mother's Day, and that'll be covered in the next newsletter, as will the June 25th Independence Day celebrations and our usual bonfire. We hope to have a special guest, but I'm yet to invite that individual, so we'll see what happens. Our Slovene Language School will be starting up again in May. It's been a slow start to the year, but once we get going, we'll go through to the end of the year in November, and that'll be every 2 weeks there'll be a class. But to find out all the details, just contact Dan Furlan. His number's there in the newsletter to get all the details. We have probably about 8 mature age students at the moment, but we're looking always to entertain some more people if they choose to come. And then every Saturday we get together and just have some bowling, just to keep us in the mix. There was 7 of us bowling last Saturday. Unfortunately, in the 3 games we played, I was always on the losing side. Oh well, you can't win them all, can you?
No, exactly. You can't win them all. Sounds like there's a lot very active in the community locally there in Geelong, and a lot to come along to and see the friends and see everyone in the community and how they're doing, particularly now that we're sort of a little bit more open, let's say, post-COVID. Hopefully there'll be quite a few people coming along to these events, particularly around Easter and particularly around the spit roast, as you mentioned there. And Karlo Bole, predsednik Slovenskega društva Ivan Cankov Geelong, hvala za današnji pogovor. O aktivnosti v klubu ta mesec in upamo, da se bo čim več članov udeležilo vaših prireditev.
Hvala tebi, Tanja, in dosti pozdrave sem poslušalci tam v SBS Radio Land.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijo na Facebooku.